Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Oh, yeah, we back again, Song Therapy family. I'm excited. You're excited. We're excited. The weather's nice in some parts of the world. DJ, cut the music. Cut the music. Man, this is a show that you really have to man up on. I know you might not have thought about it. You might not even know where I'm going with it. But if you stay tuned for the next couple minutes, you're going to find out some secrets to keeping your woman happy and getting into the mind of the future. Song Therapy family, T-Million, are you with me out there in Vegas? What's the weather like? Yeah. Let's check in and get a sunny day. You know, I like to hear the good news.
I'm here, man. The weather's nice. It's sunny. It's about 80 degrees today.
80 degrees. That's some good news. Tell Tally. Tell me some good news today, brother. Good
For
Friday
God so loved
up.
The world that he gave his only begotten son.
Oh,
whoever
shut.
Shall believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the good
Hallelujah.
News.
That's the good news.
But the news in Baltimore was that the weather in the day was 57 degrees. So praise God we got some warm weather, sunny, with a little bit of rain in the evening. But we all good here on the East Coast.
Mo-licious, Atlanta's finest, Song Therapy, First Lady. Tell me some good news.
My book will be out in 2 months.
So wonderful. I thought you were going to say, there's a warm front coming in from the south with a cold wind coming from Chicago causing precipitation to fall down. Anyway, how y'all doing today? If you had a bad day, kick off them tight shoes, take off them tight jeans or whatever else you got that's tight and loosen up. We are now on Song Therapy. That's right. We are the cause and the cure for some of life's daily pressure. That's right, because we're dealing with music, the backdrop of our lives. And it just happened that we have the world's first virtual couch. That's right, virtual couch. Come on, get on the virtual couch. Sometimes you got to tell somebody about something. We don't know your name. Change your name. If you got to call in and change your name just to get that problem out, don't break up nothing. Don't hit nobody. Definitely don't catch a case in the elevator. And if the problem is too big, California King virtually will come out tonight. Man, 2015, we are bringing on some phenomenal artists. And the hit that we are breaking down tonight is Last Night. I know y'all thinking. I know you know it. As soon as you hear the first chord of the song, we have our special guest from the group As Yet, Mr. Mark Nelson. He's going to be chiming in and joining us on the virtual couch very shortly. But guys, tonight's topic, like I said, tune in. Do guys still care about making love? Do guys, men, grown A men, still care about making love, or are they just trying to get to it to get through it? Malicious. Mo's Yesteryears. Take us back. Why don't you give us a little bit of a backdrop about this record, about our special guest, and then we can get right into the show.
Born and raised in Philadelphia, my hometown, the city of brotherly love, Mark Nelson cultivated his craft as a singer, songwriter, producer, actor, and was very popular in the creative and performing arts high school. In 1989, Mark co-founded the mega group Boyz II Men, which with member Nathan Morris and would be very instrumental in the group's development and success. Mark connected with Babyface and was offered the opportunity to join the R&B group As Yet. With As Yet, the group sold millions of records, while Mark continued to hone in on his writing, his producing skills, and creating hits by A-list artists such as Toni Braxton, Randy, Michael McDonald, Aaron Neville, Tyrese, John B., and the writers of all writers, Babyface. Last Night is the R&B song that was recorded by As Yet, and it was produced by Babyface and Myron Warren. The song became the group's first hit, receiving number one and number nine Billboard Hot 100, and also number one in the R&B single charts for the Rhythmatic Top 40 charts. In addition, it also reached number two in Australia and number one in New Zealand for 2 weeks. This song also played as a music video and has two versions of the video with and without clips from the movie The Nutty Professor. Last Night was released on February the 13th, 1996. Now let's check out Last Night, and right after that, Song Therapy will welcome Mark Nelson to the virtual couch.
I almost cried 'cause it was so beautiful.
hashtag what happened last night. This is Song Therapy. If you just tuned in, bam, that record is a classic, well-written, lyrics put together, nice melodies, harmonies, even had a bridge that was phenomenal. Man, we got a special treat for you guys. We have a member of As Yet on live tonight. And our entertainment and news guru, Mr. T Million, why don't you do the honors of introducing us this evening, our special guest?
Well, I would say, you know, in my years of being in the music business, you know, I come across a lot of different artists, a lot of singers, groups, entertainers, and what's a pleasure is the fact that when you can talk to a person that is really down to earth, that really when you see the smile of this guy, the smile is just infectious because it's not just something that you put on the picture. It's something that is coming, that is really genuine. I would like for my co-host and the radio listening audience to meet or to know that this guy is truly the consummate professional and the consummate artist. I'd like to introduce the consummate artist, professional, my friend, the extraordinary singer-songwriter and vocalist, Mr. Mark Nelson from the group As Yet.
Hey, hello. Thank you very much. How y'all doing?
And the crowd goes wild. You left everything off
welcome
for the hand bone
therapy
expert.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. It is a pleasure to be on the show. And T Million, thank you very much for the introduction, man. It was very, very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Do you also play the washboard, Mark? We just wanted
the washboard.
The listeners wanted to know, you know, T Million, you gave it up. T Million had never introduced anybody in 100 episodes, so you got to be his friend, I'm telling you. He calling up somebody. Let me do it this week. Let me do it.
I was a little hurt that I couldn't introduce you onto the show, being so, you know, that you are my homeboy from Philly, so I was a little hurt about that.
Well, Mo, you know what? T went first. He's a special guest. You want to give him the warm, malicious hug and kiss virtually. Go right ahead.
Please, work it out for me. I'm listening.
Well, I mean, it's too late now. I can't.
Yes, you can.
You know what, Mark? I'll save mine to take you out at the end of the show. How about that?
Oh, check.
Okay. I'll send you off. I'll send you off with a great exit.
No problem.
How about that?
sounds like a plan.
If you just tuned in to Song Therapy, we are breaking down the classic record by As Yet last night. Special guest in the house, Mr. Mark Nelson. And tonight's topic, do guys still care about making love? See, that was a moment for Mo-licious to make love virtually to Mark, not in a, what's that, Eros kind of way, but in an agape kind of way. She wanted to save it for later. See, fellas, if we save it for later, that means you're not getting none for the whole night. None for the whole night. But if this is your very first time on Song Therapy, sit back. You know what, Mark? The show is all about you and your record, your music. This is, you know, this is a rare case that a radio show is typically, the whole show is about an artist. It's called Song Therapy.
I do appreciate it.
Man, this is it. You guys do it. We just make it come to light a little bit differently. We're going to break this record down verse by verse, lyric by lyric, maybe like you've never heard it broken down before. And, you know, we're going to get into heavy discussions. I mean, you can jump in at any time because this is therapy for all of us. We got to get our therapy on. It's going to open your eyes to the new perspectives behind the song. What was the inspiration? What were you talking about? What were you writing about? What were you thinking about? Yep, Song Therapy. You name it. Love, sex, drama, romance. We get our topics. We get our inspiration from the lyrics that the great songwriters and musicians and producers across the world make. The key component to Song Therapy are the lyrics. If you don't have them in front of you, you can kindly go to songtherapy.fm, right? Not .com, .fm, like the radio station. Go under lyrics, and you will find the lyrics so that you can follow along as we break down this classic hit. Tonight's topic, y'all, do guys still care about making love? Well, you know what I mean? We outnumber the ladies, fellas, tonight, so I guess we can get our point in tonight. Tell Tally out.
I doubt that very seriously.
Mark, see? You see on the other side.
We'll work it out. We'll balance this out. Ladies will speak. Men will speak. We're going to have our day.
We're going to balance this one. We're going to really balance this out tonight.
Right. I mean, because this is specifically saying do guys, but we want to know from the ladies out there. Call in. If you're listening by way of cell phone, just press 1 and you can raise your hand virtually and get on to this topic. Or if you just want to say hello to Mr. Nelson, or you want to say ask a question that you've been burning to ask as yet, or Mr. Mark Nelson, we gladly welcome you if we can get you on the line. But our musical therapist, Mr. Tell Tally, why don't you break down and give some of the symptoms of tonight's topic so we can get right into this song.
Not a problem, my brother. Well, you know, as Impeccable said, this is a hot one, a bond burner. Do guys still care about making love? Now, this question we are dealing with tonight has been discussed since probably the beginning of time. It's been the topic of discussion in more barbershops, frat houses, and group of guys out discussing the particulars of their bedroom activities. The question itself lends one to think on the flip side, if a guy doesn't care about making love, then he must just be around for the hit and run, the smash and grab, and more popular terms, to quote a cliche, they just want a little of cookies nookie. If we get right down to it, in order to make love or care about making love, you actually have to be in love with the person. That's the real question. Should we be in today's society of love? Should we love them at night? How does one know if he's in love? In order to, if he wants to make love, aha, but I digress. Here are the symptoms that might help you decide if you care about making love. Number one, do you find yourself including that person in your day-to-day activities, i.e., do you take them to church, go to lunch, outings with friends, or family gatherings? Two, do you find yourself sharing your most intimate feelings, your hopes, your dreams, and possibly your fears with that person? Three, when you think of that person in an intimate setting, is the picture you envision more about slow, passionate kisses, hand-holding, long walks, or is it more about all the crazy, freaky, nasty things that you wanted her to do to you or that you can do to her? And the fourth symptom you may want to look at is when you discuss her with your fellows, would you leave the discussion seeing her as your friend's wifey material, or would you secretly say or be thinking, man, I wouldn't mind taking a swing at that myself? Those are the symptoms on tonight's topic that we'll be discussing in this hot and heavy discussion. Do guys still care about making love?
Did you say cookies nookie?
Yeah, cookies nookie.
Well, you ran down some things, huh? You left out choke them and spank them. You forgot that one on there.
I figured you would come back with that. So I'm like, I give you a little leeway. I knew you would come back. I knew you had my back, Impeccable.
I was just saying what the inside voice of some of our male listeners might have been thinking. You know, I'm quite not that spanking and choking type, but, you know, they exist out there in the universe. Wink, wink.
Yeah, okay.
if y'all just tuned in, we
is
break it down last night.
Is this song therapy or lie therapy?
I don't know. But, you know, my nose is starting to grow, I think, right here on the radio. Last night, by as yet, do guys, men, the fellas, do the brothers still care about making love? That is the question of tonight. You know what? Man, Mark, you've been a part of some great music. Why don't we play a little bit of this record? What is this? For your Love. Why don't we play a little bit of that song, just up to the hook, because I don't want to get off this topic of last night. And then we're going to get right into it. Go ahead.
This is the duet between me and Mr. Charlie Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Well, we might have to play a little bit extra more. Is cutting it off at the hook, can we get the gist of the record, or do we need
Absolutely.
To go a little further?
No, you got
All
it.
Right.
That'll work.
All right, let's go.
So blind was I, not to realize that you needed me. But I'm here to try and give you everything, 'cause you made me see. Lady, for your love I would cry, and lady, for your love I would die. Just tell me what to do to prove to you I'm serious, serious. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, not on my side, yeah. I've learned humble am I now. Give everything just to be with you somehow. Settle down, baby, for your love, yeah.
I lost you once, yeah. And I vowed that I'll never lose you again.
No, 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 no.
No, I will never give up, yeah.
No, I'm gonna give up, babe.
'Cause life without you,
no, no,
truly ain't worth living.
It is for your love,
love I would die.
Y'all better sing. Y'all better sing. Yeah. Man, that record feels good. Oh,
thank
for
you.
Your love.
Thank you.
Mark Nelson and Charlie. Well, I had to go to the second verse because that was Charlie on the first verse, Mark. So, you know what
I appreciate
you. You are the guest on Song Therapy. So I just wanted to let people know. Because sometimes in the group, people don't know who's who. You know, they thinking Drew Hill, Cisco sang all the records. But Jazz sings half of the records, but they don't know. So in case
right.
y'all didn't
right.
know, did you hear that signature sound as the brother came in on the second verse? Man, boy can sing. It's not a lot of singing going on out there from the new cats, but the older cats, 90s babies, killing it. Man.
Hey Mark, this is Tell Tally, and I got a quick question for you, since you know you Charlie Wilson is one of my favorite singers, and
right.
I just want to know, after hearing that, you know, do you have, what was your influences in terms of when you came up, and what is your inspiration for what you do right now?
That's a good one. I'm going to start with Babyface, because he was my mentor. I'd want to say Babyface taught me a lot, too. Like, once I connected with him, he really, really taught me how to, you know, write a song, like, really break it down, piece it together properly, you know, tell a story. As a vocalist, you know, I listen to everybody. A lot of people ask me, who's your favorite artist? I'm like, well, I don't really have a favorite artist. I love different songs by different artists. So, you know, I listen to a lot of Prince, Johnny Gill, definitely Michael Jackson, Luther Vandross. But then I also went on, like, the what do you call it, the European pop side in the 80s with the Phil Collins and the Duran Durans and the Mr. Misters and stuff like that. But today, because of the way the music industry is today and the fact that I feel very blessed to still be doing what I love to do, my inspiration is, it's just passion. I love music, you know, and the fact that I can get to still make money from it, come on, like, I have nothing to complain about.
Well, that's wonderful, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt.
Man, you must have stepped into our prayer. That's our prayer every time, Mark, before a show, a Drew Hill show. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to get paid for what we love to do. You just
Absolutely.
Brought it home. You just
Absolutely.
Brought it home. If you guys
Absolutely.
Just tuned in, we have the phenomenal Mr. Mark Nelson from the group As Yet, co-founder of Boyz II Men, Philly native, on the line live with the Song Therapy crew, breaking down their classic record, Last Night. We are ready to get this thing kicked off. Appears that I'm up on the first verse. So, DJ, here we go. Let's go.
Last night, you were so into it. You told me.
This is your boy Impeccable up on the first verse. We talk about song structure on Song Therapy. This record has a small melodic intro, and it gets right into the first verse. Set the background, set the stage. We are reflecting on what took place last night. I don't know if you're talking to the person right there. I think you are, because he says, last night you were so into it. So you told me secrets that, I mean, this is the pillow talk, fellas, that goes on, that you've never told a soul. It was a nervous kind of situation. It says you were so nervous, but yet when you were in my arms, you were so comfortable. It says as we explored, not my image of love, fellas. He went on to put the woman first. He said, your image of love. So every woman has a different image of love and how she likes to be loved, made love to, and things she likes. And sometimes you have to explore those different images in order to find the right image that gets her to the place she wants to be. So it was set up. The mood was set up. This wasn't a smash and grab. This wasn't a just break through the door and throw everything on the floor. This was, I drank your wine as you tasted mine. So it was set up. I'm trying to say maybe it was some candles going on in there, Mark. Maybe it was some some bath water had been ran. Maybe you guys was, I don't know if you were on the couch at first, or were you in the living room, or did you move to the bedroom? But, you know, that's for the imagination of the listener. So I drank your wine as you taste mine. So I don't know if you did the old move with, you know, the arms interlocking, boom, y'all sipped it, and then they said, I kissed your lips right after that with the taste of wine still there that I've drank out of your glass. I felt my body slip. It said, the lips were so good. We were talking about kissing on the last episode, and if you can't kiss, whew, that's going to kill the whole mood. But obviously in this first verse, it was going down. Kissed the lips. I felt my body slip. Not her body slip. That means she put the kiss on him that his body slipped. I don't know which way he was slipping, tell Tally T Million. I don't know if he was slipping south. Was he falling, you know, was he falling out of the chair? Was he blown away trying to catch his composure? He said, but I felt my body slip into your soul. I mean, they engulfed each other as one. It was a feeling that almost made you lose your manlyhood and a kind of, you know, you couldn't be cool in it because you were caught up when you slipped into the soul. And then it says, I almost cried because it was so beautiful. Those are not just genuine words that just flow out of a man's mouth when he's talking about being in the bedroom. But when you're making love, when you're in that moment of passion and you slip into her soul, that moment turns into a moment that's just absolutely beautiful. And that's your boy Impeccable on the first verse. Now, Mark,
nice.
Yes. I said a lot, brother, but you
yes,
are
you
here
do.
To correct us. You can look at that verse. If any part I missed, any part you want to interject, any part you want to just add on to
okay.
the first verse, feel free to jump right in from the top to the bottom, any way you want.
You got it. Okay, so right off the top, you were fairly on point, and I would be willing to say that it's pretty common for people to take words literally. But these are sort of metaphoric. And the first one that jumps out is, I taste your wine, I drank your wine as you taste mine, right? You're thinking glasses and actual wine. We're actually talking about the act of kissing.
That's what
we're really talking about. Yeah, we're actually talking about kissing. You know, the liquids, the fluids, whatever is jumping off, that's where that's going down. The second one that comes to mind is, I almost cried because it was so beautiful. Now, when I say this, if every man on this phone don't acknowledge this, you lying. All right?
Get ready to lie.
All right?
Dang,
y'all. I'm a liar.
And I want you to know you're a punk.
All right?
Every man is waiting for that one woman that he can't even believe he could have, that he wants to spend the rest of his life with, to get down and make love to her. So when he was saying, I almost cried, it was so beautiful, It's because he's watching her on top of him and all, whatever. She's got short hair, long hair, no hair. He's looking up at her. He cannot believe he is inside the woman he's going to spend the rest of his life with. That's what that's about.
Okay. Wow. So
you
I
heard
guess
that, fellas.
So I guess it got
you heard that.
Feeling. You might want to do something about that, huh?
Hey, Mark.
Huh?
Yo. Mark, this is T Million. Now, look now. We got you on the show. Don't start exposing us too much on here now, man.
Hey, you said this is therapy.
Hey, don't act like a little punk now.
You said this is therapy. I might help heal something up in here.
You know, as a woman, as the only woman in the show, but I want to say this out to you gentlemen. In respect to, you know, when a woman makes love to a man, which she thinks internally, you know, she's making love, because, you know, again, women are emotional creatures. We move and we vibe with our emotions, not just the fact that we're just getting ready to get it in and do a quickie. Because normally when a female goes to that extreme and she does, you know, finally make love to you, or in a situation where she's, you know, in the bed with you, she is giving a part of her, which is somewhat of her love to you in that process. So I don't know about the women that you guys have dealt with, but I know from talking to women in different settings that when we decide that, you know, we want this man in our lives and this is the person that we think that we want to be with, there's a lot of things that happen internally, inside. So I guess that's why when you feel as though that you're inside, it's just so beautiful that you want to cry. It's because, you know, we got the machine running inside, so to speak, that it's to the point where it's not only, you know, the Kegel muscles going, it's the love that's inside of us pouring down onto you to make you realize that we really love you internally. So that's Mo. That's all I have to say about that.
Did she say Kegel muscles? Did she say Kegel muscles?
She said that the machine was running, letting stuff drip down on you, fella. That's what I heard. But anyway, that was the first verse.
Very
good. We got
the song.
Jumping off. Man, it's hot and heavy. Tonight's topic, the men still care about making love. If you're listening to this record, 100%, 100%. It's, the metaphors have been put out there. See, that's how you do it, you know, without being all in your face like they do today. Just make it poetic. Man, the story continues on to the hook. Tell Tally, our musical therapist, Mark Nelson, right there with us. Let's go. Let's play the hook and see how the story continues. Let's go.
This is your man, Tell Tally, on the hook. And to follow along with the first verse, this is definitely somebody that is very excited about what happened last night and the experience that he had last night with his lover. And the hook says, last night I was inside of you. Last night while making love to you, I saw the sun, the moon, the mountains, and the rivers. I saw heaven when I made sweet love to you. Now, when I think about that, and in line with what Mark said earlier about the metaphors of the song, he definitely is reminiscing about what happened. And so it's kind of self-explanatory that inside of her, meaning he was making love to her, that they were getting it in. But while he was in there, everything, if I'm going along with what Mark said earlier in the first verse, everything that he ever wished for in a relationship with that person, he saw. So the sun, the moon, the mountains, and the rivers of all the things that are wonders of this world. So we know God created the sun and the moon and the mountains and the rivers. So that's all of the emotions, if I was looking at metaphorically, that's all of the emotions that you conjure up, whether it's from a child or whatever, as to what you think make you complete when you find that person. So it may be the intimacy would be the sun. It may be the security may be the moon. It may be the trust is the mountains. It may be letting go is the rivers. And then he just, you know, brings it all home and summarizes by saying, I saw heaven when I made sweet love to you. And we all know ain't nothing like wanting to see heaven and seeing God. So it became a spiritual experience for this gentleman, because not only was he satisfied body or physically, but he also in mind and soul was satisfied. So needless to say, he's reminiscing about the complete euphoric, as we say on sound therapy, experience that he had with this young lady. And this, that's your man, Tell Tally's breakdown of the hook.
Mm. You hooking him in, Tell Tally.
And Tell Tally.
Yeah. Mr. Mark Nelson.
Yes.
What's up on the hook? You want to shed some light?
Yeah, you are super on point. You're like majorly on point. I would probably just flip one little piece, and that is what the visions are. I think most of, and men, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm about to, like I said, be general with this. You know, when we say we find that woman that we want to spend the rest of our life with, and that is not easy to do. We're really looking at the visions of how we can protect them, how we going to take care of them, how they going to have our babies, how we're going to, you know, love them for the rest of our lives. And, you know, we're vain, so they have to be beautiful to us 24 hours a day, whether they're in that, you know, that Victoria's Secret, or whether they got the rollers in their hair. I think that those are the visions that we're having. We're having the visions of what, you know, all those different quote-unquote manly things that we want to do for them and you know, put a whole family setting together. That's what I think.
Man, y'all better preach tonight. I'm just going to sit back and get my therapy. Is there a virtual hammock or something, Mo, that I can just lay up on? You know, when close.
I just hung one for you. right now.
Thank you very much. Sometimes you got to just get up on a hammock. Do black people get on hammocks? I'm sorry. That was just a side note. I was just wondering, who has one in their backyard?
Would you like a mint julep with that also impeccable? Or?
You know, you're going over my head now. Thank you, though. I'll let you know when you do that so you can bring me in, Tell Tally. You're such a wordsmith.
I do want to say we had a couple people that, you know, responded through our social media in regards to the show and also the topic. So if I could just say, you know, maybe one or two of the posts that we received, and maybe you guys can chime in on it. So the first post was to the topic, what men still, you know, do men still care about making love? And this came from a gentleman, and he stated, first he said, you know, I say yes, we do still care about making love. We push back for all of these reality shows, antics, and the drama that attempts to distract us from our grind. It's all about experience. If all women are offering or adding just a quickie experience, then that's what they'll get. But we have to watch and lead into the relationship and what we offer. You can lead with sex, then turns around, it creates something sustainable, but that doesn't always happen. First of all, most of the women should know their value. Only make deposits where you see potential of return. Don't invest in situations that have no potential or future.
He was right at his 140th character right there, huh? Twitter.
So what do you say about that? Because some of the responses, as opposed to
that, I think the response speaks for itself, especially how he feels about it. You know what I mean? That was his personal input that really, you know what I mean, speaks a lot, you know, and a lot of men, at least I agree with exactly what he's saying.
You know, and some of the women that answered back said, you know, I'm just curious to know what making love actually looks like and what does it feel like from a male's perspective. Is it different for a man or a woman, or is there issues that lie in between?
Well, here's the issue. I saw the sun, the moon, the mountain, and the river. I saw heaven. That's what it looks like when we are really making love, like Mark said, to the person that we want to make love to. Wow. Come on, we got to keep it moving. Song Therapy, last night, Mark Nelson from the group As Yet, talented, gifted songwriter, with us, helping us break down their classic record. We've heard the first verse. He shed some light on the metaphors. Tell Tally took us through. We got the visions going on. And now, you know what? Let's just digress for a second. T-Million, our entertainment and sport and news guru, why don't you just bring us up to speed? Because a lot of times, the funny thing about our great artists, especially in the African-American community, we tend to write them off as if they're dead if we don't hear them on the radio, which is so far-fetched from the truth. And like he said earlier, he is blessed to be getting paid for what he loves to do. So why don't you just bring us up to speed to what Mark Nelson has been doing lately, T-Million, and then we will continue with our show.
Well, I can tell you guys, today, Mark has come full circle to lending a helping hand performing with Boyz II Men at the Mirage in Las Vegas, and he's replacing the fourth member, Michael McCrary. He's launched a new production company, guys, called The Element, producing more records for artists, and has a new radio show, Song Therapy, called In the Dark with Mark on KCEP Power 88 FM here in Las Vegas. Without question, the teen boy singer from Philadelphia has grown into a seasoned, well-rounded entertainment professional who has truly left an artistic mark on the world. But he would say he's just getting started. With that being said, Mark, along with the other members of As Yet, will be performing this spring and into the summer in a market or city near you. As well, Mark will be doing some solo live gigs as well. So, Mark, this is a two-part question.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you on social media, and where can people look for you to book you to perform?
Excellent. Well, one of the first places that you can look is the imarknelson.com, which is my website. And you can go on to @imarknelson, which is my Twitter account. Everything is imarknelson. And by the way, I spell my name with a C. That's M-A-R-C. You can check out the Facebook, imarknelson, and you'll see dates posted there. At the same time, you can also contact, if you want to book me, to my booking agent. It's All Access Entertainment. It's the Tony Miller at 800-376-3122. That's 800-376-3122.
Man, I love that shameless plug. I love that
shameless
plug.
You know what? It's not a shameless plug. You know why? Because if you do what you do good, man, we're gonna echo, we're gonna highlight, and we're gonna applaud it. That's right.
That's
Song
That's
Therapy got some of the best booking agents. Book this brother books. I mean, y'all might know. I'm gonna give him a kudos real quick. He books international superstars all over the world. The brother has been doing it for years, quietly in Vegas. And that's great. That's a great relationship. T-Million, I'm going to send you my calendar. And I'm going to give you a shameless plug. Drew Hill needs some dates, too, with Mark. Okay.
That's what it is. Right? Make that happen. Make that happen.
Make it happen. If you just tuned in, Mark Nelson is hanging out with the crew on the virtual couch, breaking down last night. That's right. Classic record. Man. The story is continuing. Why don't you just play it? I mean, we got to remind them. Sometimes people forget some of the music. Why don't you put a little bit of Hard to Say I'm Sorry, DJ, and then we're going to get right into the second verse. Or I can whistle it, whatever's easier. If you don't have it, DJ, maybe, you know, maybe
it's not
in the crate. Don't even worry about it. You know what I mean? Because maybe Hard to Say I'm Sorry, we don't want to talk about that. We want to stay with some love making. You know what I mean? We don't want to do no apologizing or saying I'm sorry. So next, our news and entertainment guru, well, I don't want to keep saying sports because y'all were talking about that basketball anyway. T-Million, you're up, man, on the second verse. I want to continue this story and see what this topic, do men really care about making love? What's going on? Let's go, DJ, second verse.
last night.
Keep singing.
It was no plan.
Yeah, we need you to do that. I don't know what's going on.
Keep going. We gotta keep going.
It was so special and so very innocent. We talked of memories, our favorite fantasies as we explored our image of love deep in the night. Right by the fireside, you felt my candlelight in your soul. You felt incredible. I started to explode. I almost cried because it was so beautiful last night.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, if I had panties, they'd be wet. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Man, that has to be the top.
I got to breathe. I need an inhaler right now.
That has to be the top internet vocal performance of all time.
Oh, I need my inhaler.
Of all time.
Hey, Mark, you got Tally wet.
Tally says if he had panties, they would be wet. We're going to play that back for him. As a matter of fact, we're going to email him some panties.
I'm telling you, if I was a girl, you'd get my panties on stage, brother. I'd get my panties on stage.
Mm. Y'all ain't keeping it. You are not keeping it. You might get my girl's panties, but I don't wear them, all right? I might have to pick my girl up. Like, hey. Anyway, T-Million, you in the second verse. Let's go.
All right,
man, fantastic.
So, I mean, that was so eloquently done. But you know, the verse, the way it's broken down here, is two parts. It says, "Last night there was no planning it. It was so special and so very innocent. We talked of memories, our favorite fantasies, as we explored our visions of love deep in the night." Now, that what that basically means is the typical thing that women love, gentlemen, is the fact that if there's going to be any type of intimacy at all, you know, they hate to be asked for a kiss. They like for it to be in a position where it's done spontaneously. And the thing is, what's even better than that is the fact that it's an innocent thing. It's not something that you still thought, it's still thought out or still planned. It's a very innocent process of getting to that point. And we talked of memories. Now, mind you, you sit on the couch. You probably got the music playing low in the background. You got the candlelight burning, and then you're kissing, you're pecking, you're talking, you're touching hands, and then at the same time you're having meaningful conversation that is just not passing the time so you can get to the sexual part of things, but you're having conversation that engages the two of you as you fall more and more into the love of the night. And then you're talking about your fantasies, and you explore our visions of love. Now, everybody makes the word love is universal, but we all have our own thoughts and processes of what love really means to us. So in that process of having this intimate conversation, you're exploring and you're talking about how the both of you are talking about what love is to you in that whole process. And the conversation goes deep into the night. Maybe it took wee hours of the morning. Then the second part goes, right by the fireside, you felt my candlelight. In your soul, you felt incredible. I started to explode. I almost cried because it was so beautiful. People that want to know what fireside is, that is the fireplace in your home. That is typically the fireplace in your home or in the place where you are at that time. That's what fireside is. You felt my candlelight. So now, that's really a powerful statement because he's basically saying, by the fireside, you felt my candlelight. So even though that fire in that situation is intense and heat, because of what's going on between the two of you, you feel his candlelight in your soul. That means that whatever that heat is, if you're sitting close to the fireplace at this point in time and the fire is heated, you're feeling his candlelight in your soul because you're listening intently to him. You felt incredible. I started to explode. I almost cried because it was so beautiful. Probably at that time, the lovemaking act has already started. You're in the process of he's inside you, and then when he probably goes inside you for the first time of that lovemaking session, it was so incredible that he couldn't contain himself. So he almost cried. that was T Million's breakdown of the second verse.
Mm.
Mark?
T Million was like, I almost cried. The candle was lit. I put the candle right on her stomach, and then it was hot. The hot candlelight. I heard
yeah,
you, T.
Yeah, yeah. You heard me?
I felt you. You were metaphorically going to the metaphors. Brother Nelson, you still here with us? Or have we lost contact to the moon after you sang that verse for everybody?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
We can now.
Yeah, we can.
Excellent, my bad. Yeah, ST, you on point? As I said, all of y'all on point. I mean, because, you know, it's your own rendition of or your own perspective on the lyrical content. For me, in this particular one, let's work backwards. You felt my candlelight in your soul. That's basically me. You know, we are. You know, we. How you say it? I want to say very, very gracefully. We climaxed. We went there. It was at the end of it, basically. I would continue on with a woman. This is just my own personal opinion. Loves the fact that you could basically do with everything she envisioned, because she's already thought about this well before she let you in her space, that if you definitely achieve satisfying her mentally, spiritually, emotionally through the physical act of making love without her having to tell you what to do, oh my God, that's everything to her. And that, to me, was the first half of the verse, what it was saying.
Mm.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Man, that means you had the playbook. She already had it. Mm. Boy, that brother is teaching the day, Tal. He said she already knew what she wanted to happen, and she already dreamed about it and thought about it. But then, if you have the playbook, or if you're in tune, if you can get to the mind, body, and soul, and get there early enough and exceed her expectations, ain't nothing better.
Yeah, because she's basically knowing that if you did that, then that means you really are paying attention to her. Like, not just her body, you're paying attention to her. You are in love with her. That is one of the ways that she would detect that you really are about it.
Fellas, women have certain kind of detectors for you, so they know what's going on, if you are phony or not. If you just saying I love you just to do it, or if in fact you're showing it all day long. That's the second verse. If you missed it, you're going to have to just right afterwards go DVR it, go to songtherapy.fm, and just hit shows and play it again, because the brother sang the I'm almost glad the song didn't come on, Mark, just to hear you blow. You know what I mean? They might not know. I know. But they, the listening audience, even my co-host might not gotten a chance to really experience you know, just how you use your instrument. And man, you went up and down the scale. And they don't really understand. People who sing understand. It is hard to sing on key without music. And brother, you did it. And you did it. We have an unplugged version, I was told. We might be up. I checked with my producers. We're going to see what's going on. We're going to play a little bit of this I'll Make Love to You, just a tad bit. And then, because, you know, that's apropos here of making love. And then we're going to tackle the bridge and get on out of here. Let's go.
Can I explain what this song is to you before you play it?
You can.
Excellent. Babyface did an MTV Unplugged when they were doing Unplugged on MTV, and I was honored to be invited as a featured guest, where we actually sang a medley of the records, the hit records that he's written for many people. And the beautiful coincidence is, you know, I'll Make Love to You as a Boyz II Men record. So it was an honor to sing that song with Babyface at the MTV Unplugged. What you gonna hear?
Close your eyes.
I don't know what's going on, but I'll make love to you. You got to listen back. You got to go check out that unplugged version. DJ, cut it off. I don't know if the technical part, if they just want us to talk or get to lovemaking. That's how they treat men. You know what I mean? A show where the men really get a chance to be the men, and we got to fight with technology. But we're not going to let it stop the party. Malicious, the first lady, we always save the best for last. The bridge is a certain part of the song that changes the melodic verses. It switches the tempo. It takes us from one place to another. Alicia, sure, Mark.
Yeah.
When you're writing a bridge, what are your thoughts about bridge writing for any of those aspiring songwriters out there?
Yeah, I think it's very important. Well, let me say this first. I enjoy rap. I have nothing against it. I love it. But it really pains me to hear incredible singing songs replacing lyrics with a rap on every song that I hear. I mean, some incredible records. And then all of a sudden, I feel you take the easy road out by putting a rap verse in there. Again, nothing against rap at all. Now, in reference to writing the bridge, that requires a serious attention to detail and actually also challenging yourself to be creative, because once you get the verse and the hook set, you're kind of good to go. But then when you get to the bridge, it's almost as if you're writing another song. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, tying it in and then having to figure out a way to come out of the bridge to go back to the chorus is not an easy task. Though it's challenging, it's actually rewarding, especially if you have a passion for writing songs.
Man, that's well put. Any songwriters, any upcoming song therapists, it is almost a song within a song, yet challenging. Don't take the short way out and call your cousin to rap on it. Work on the bridge. Some of the bridges, the most wonderfully written bridges, have been worked on for a time period. Sometimes you got to bring somebody else in just to get a new melody for the bridge. But Malicious, you are up on the bridge. We're at that part. Take us over. DJ, play the bridge, please.
With the bridge, sunlight, red roses, the scent of you, it calms the heart. The sight of you, I fall apart. Moonlight, the things we notice when we're in love, that's when it comes. And I'm so in love, I'm so in love. So, to me, this verse means that sunlight, red roses, this is what she appears to him, what she resembles to him, and this is just a feeling that he has when he sees her. It's the essence of her that entwines between the two. And she feels like, and he feels like, you know, with him being inside of her, it makes him quiver at the thought of being with her and being with that person for that extended period of time and what is about to happen through this transition. Love makes you do a lot of different things. It makes you have images of people. It makes you think that, you know, you could be on an island or anything. It takes you to a different level than you would do on a normal basis when you're with someone that you don't love. You can constantly paint the picture of this person as you see them. You notice them, and you notice her move, her style, how she walks, her smells, her caresses. Those things right there are internal things because both of you feel it. You feel your man's internalness because there's just a connection that is there. You envision, and the thoughts and the emotions that you have with this person is connected with this person. And that's why he's crying, and he's crying for me. And that's the way I need to leave it as I walk away. And that's Mo on the bridge.
Is he crying on the corner of the bed sucking his thumb, Mo, or how is he really crying?
he's crying with his head in between my bosom.
Mm. Is that part of the song where we're like, ho, 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 ho. Sure, that's like he get ready to explode by the fireplace. It was so beautiful.
That's when the brother can't talk, Mark. He made
you know what? I think this song, honestly, I mean, like, this is like one of my favorite songs, and I know we've tackled this song before, but I just think that the elements of this song really hold true to a person that is really in love with somebody. And I'm not trying to get on the couch right now, but I will say this. If you are in tune with this person, you really love this person, and you put this song on, there are things that can manifest. So if he's never cried before and you really love him and you are in sync with him and you have those emotions a little bit prior to that, when you put this song on, he's guaranteed. Women, if you do it right and you are emotionally connected and you know your body and you know your mate and you can, you know what I mean, take him places where he's never been before, make sure that, you know, you ask first, but just make sure that things that you do between each other are guarded, because whatever happens in between four walls or between the two of you. So if you play the song and you do it the right way, guess what? There is a teardrop coming out of his eye. And it's
Hey, Mo, did you just say make sure you ask first? Like, what,
right, that's what I wanted
to
know.
That you gotta
well,
ask
I
first.
Mean, there are certain
Do you mind if
things.
I...
No, here's a certain thing. They're in between four walls, and you know what I'm going to say. In between four walls.
Do you
walls,
mind if I bring my friend out? What?
No, right. But in between four
if
walls.
If my cousin comes out the closet, hey.
No, here's the thing.
What are you doing in the closet?
And listen, there's a lot of times that men, when you're dating somebody or you're with someone or you're married with somebody, there's a lot of time women like to use tricks or do different things, and they like to keep it spicy, and they change it. So you don't want to just inadvertently go when you want to, I mean, sometimes you want to have a conversation because, I mean, where'd you get that from? Who told you that? So, you know what I mean? When you say ask, it could be a thought, something in your mind that, you know, that I'm sorry, you know, the freakish sometimes comes out. So therefore, you want to be like, you know, but as I said.
Like. Okay. I mean, this is an adult show. We're having an adult conversation. You
yeah,
know.
I mean, sometimes you might, you know, want to take it to different levels just to change up things, just to put a, you know, put the spice in it.
We're
or,
the only
or,
woman on the show
far?
with a lot of men listening right now, Malicious. Paint the picture of what could possibly happen in that moment.
Well, in that moment, your girl could very well go down on you. She could use some type of instrument, maybe a bullet, and
what?
She could
what?
Put it. She
what?
Could put that into play. She could put
All right,
toys
let her
into
talk,
play.
Fellas. Let her talk. Let her talk.
I mean, she could put toys into what? Play because stimulation.
Was liking that.
Stimulation in the middle of making love to a person. Sometimes guys don't realize, because it's never happened to them, how far it could take you. Into that situation. When a woman has control of the situation and she's able to introduce different things within the lovemaking process, then at that point it takes the male to areas that he would have never thought that he would ever go there. And if you meet a woman that can take you there, you might want to say, you know, is it?
You might
want to
say,
because it's to the point where you allowed yourself. If you're a male, you allow yourself to open up to that. Then there's a connection there, because not all men will do that, and not all females will do that. So if you go and you open down those barriers, and you go beyond that, and you feel comfortable with that with your mate, and you can take your mate to different levels and still remain the same person, and still fall totally, grossly in love without crying, maybe, whatever the case may be, but that is all about, you know what I mean, you knowing yourself and your sexuality and how far you're willing to go. So that's my
thank you, Mo, for colorizing it a little bit. The men were quiet. They were intently listening. We're breaking down last night's special guest. Mark Nelson has been hanging out with us. We are at the wrap-up. So if y'all want to get your thoughts about the final words on tonight's topic, do men still care about making love? We're going to see what the unanimous or the split decision is on tonight's topic. Tell Tally, why don't you recap the symptoms while we get our thoughts together to being the final words to this classic record last night.
Well, my brother, we said that some of the symptoms were, one, do you find yourself including that person in your day-to-day activities, i.e. lunches, church, outings with friends and family? Two, do you find yourself sharing your most intimate feelings, your hopes, your dreams, and possibly your fears with that person? And as Mo just eloquently painted the picture, I think a little bit more, she's trying to take your fears to a different level. Three, when you think of that person in an intimate setting, is the picture you envision more about slow, passionate kissing and hand-holding, long walks, or is it more about the crazy, freaky, nasty things that you want to do to her and you want her to do to you? And then fourth, we said, when you discuss her with your fellows, your friends, your homeboys, would they leave the discussion seeing her as your wifey material, or would they secretly be thinking, man, I wouldn't mind taking a swing at that myself? So those are the symptoms.
You know, when you find the one, like Mark said, don't discuss it with your friends. Because you do not need them getting that vision when y'all together. And especially, don't go on a vacation with them at the beach, because they just going to be right at that last conversation. Yo, you remember when you told me that she, hey. I think at the beach, your woman might as well be walking around in some Victoria's Secrets. I'm never going on vacation with none of my friends to the beach. That's just it. Final, I said it, no, we're not going on vacation to the beach. Anyway, final words, we're going around the horn in 60 seconds. T Million, entertainment guru out there in Vegas. Final words on tonight's topic, do guys still care about making love?
Of course they do. If they want to have the full experience of the act, because I mean, unless they're jackrabbits or bunny rabbits, they're just out for themselves. Because everyone knows, just in the act of lovemaking, that it takes two to make everything go right. And the art of making love is all of those things intertwine, emotions and the whole nine yards. So if you're looking for the perfect experience, or what you think the perfect experience is, then you should make love and not just have sex.
T Million, final word. So he gives a thumbs up. Men are still out there making love. This is your boy Impeccable. I'm going to say love making starts early in the morning, not just when you want to have that physical. Because early in the morning, fellas, you know, just biologically, you know, without any kind of help, you could wake up with an erection. I mean, it happens a couple of times in the night if you're normal. So you just can't yawn and be like, hey, you know. But if your woman's in tune, then maybe she's like, hey. But lovemaking starts right in the beginning, all throughout the day, throughout noticing her hair, her clothes, her scent, her smell, her walk, things she thinks about, things she cares about. She got children. Women are just innately care about children. And if you're not even thinking about it, especially if you're with a woman that has children or you guys have children together, you have to be there with her making love throughout the day. You have to be concerned more about her than yourself. That's where it starts. And then as it gradually goes, you know, depending on the situation, I'm speaking about kids a lot because there's a lot of kids out there. Sometimes you got to get your love making in early. You got to get it in the daytime while the kids are in school. You got to work it where you can. But that euphoric experience that Molicious was talking about, those untold things tell Tally, the things that you might need permission before it happens to you, or you're going to have to get called in by the police. I think Maxwell wrote, till the cops come knocking, you never know what's going on in a serious lovemaking session with people who really love each other. And don't tell your boys, T-Million. Please do not tell your boys what's going on. That's Impeccable's final words on this week's topic. I'm agreeing. Men who know what they're doing, who know how to keep their woman happy, are still making love. Tell Tally, final words on tonight's topic.
Well, I think y'all have said it all. Yes, I would just say this. If you are a real man, then yes, you do care about making love. I think that, you know, I was always told when I was younger by my mom that everything that you do around you starts with inside of you. So any man that's always on a smash and grab mission or whatever doesn't say much about his character and what, you know, what's going on inside of him. But to share yourself with somebody and to have that euphoric experience that that all of us want when we see the moons, the heavens, the stars, I think everybody would want that. So those tell Tally's last words.
Malicious, do you want to go before our special guest, or would you like him to go before you?
Actually, I can go, and then he can wrap up. I mean, however you want to do it, I can go.
All right, well, go ahead. Let's hear a woman's perspective on tonight.
Oh, really, to her? Wow. Okay.
My last words are symbolic of who I am and the essence of Mo. So first and foremost, the erotic feeling of love, the sensations, the wonderful making love with your king, it is the ultimate expression of love that is in all wonder and ecstasy. So I say internal passion beneath the lips, leaving traces of your kisses and our kisses upon my bare skin. And with the sun and the moon, I hold you locked in any embrace, waiting for the thrust of my love to come down. And that's Mo on her last words.
Girl, you make my love come down.
Girl.
Okay.
Oh, you make my love. Love it.
All right, Brother Nelson.
Last I just wanted to represent Philly
you
in the house.
You represented.
And you represent, definitely. Okay.
Hey, you've been coming down from the beginning, Mo. If you listen back to it, you've been coming down in, you've been coming down, and it's coming down, and then it came down. Hey, fellas, we have a rider. Anyway, Mark Nelson.
Okay.
Final words on the nice topic. Do guys still care about making love?
Absolutely, 1,000%, because it's in our DNA. It never goes away. It might get buried. It may become omitted. You know, you really, you know, you'll probably, like, put it under the rug. And that starts with being conditioned to think that way. We start out wanting to make love, be in love, all the above. We go into peer pressure from our boys. It could be our father, our uncles, make us hard, whatever the case may be. But it's in our nature to want to be in love with a woman and make love to a woman. I think any guy who is pimping and you know, and praying right now, you know, he probably has been scarred, hurt. And that's really also based upon the age bracket. Like, if you up in your 40s and you still pimping and playing, something's gone down. You may need some, you know, some radio therapy. Now, that isn't to say that whoever the person is doing that is wrong per se, because, you know, when you get hurt, you know, that's a serious thing. And Malicious, you can slap me through the phone if you like when I say that. If a man gets hurt, I think he takes it a lot harder than a woman would take it. and he takes a longer time to get over that sort of thing. So I think that also contributes to him, you know, not figuring it out. But to finalize it, I do believe that men still definitely want to make love. No question about it.
No
question.
I'm not
gonna slam
you. A unanimous yes. Fellas out there, read up on it. You know, it's the internet. If you don't really know, if you need some help, listen to a couple episodes of Song Therapy, especially the one that you just heard last night. There's some good tips on there. Read some books. Do some Googling. Watch some training videos. Whatever you got to do to keep that one inspired and alive and on fire when the fireplace isn't burning. That's what you got to do. Go the extra mile. Don't get bored. And like you said, I was talking to some fellas earlier, fellas, and they were like, what are the pros and cons of having a side chick? I was like, wow. Now that is a good topic that we got to deal with on Song Therapy. So put a pin in that, producer. What are the pros and cons of side chick? And Mark, I think you kind of touched on it tonight by saying the men who have been scarred kind of act out in a rampage, not getting over it quickly, but just running through, looking for that one that you described in the first verse of this record. Man, we thank you for hanging out. You are now official song therapist, brother. Anytime you want to come back and hang out with us,
you are definitely. I appreciate that. I want to say thank y'all very much for letting me come on to you. I didn't mean to cut you, my brother. I apologize.
No problem. We know you have a radio show coming. What's the name of your show again? Dark.
In the Dark with Mark.
In the Dark with Mark. Yes. When do you start broadcasting?
I've already started. I'm on my 8th show now, and it's going very well. I'm very excited about it.
All right, well, we're gonna jump on your show one day.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Let's make it happen.
And get it going. Now, Malicious, she wasn't ready to mentally make love to you in the beginning of the show, so she said save it to the end. So, Malicious, you can take us home.
So, I would like to say as Song Therapy comes to a close, I would like to heartfully thank Mark Nelson, again, my homeboy from Philly, for sitting on the virtual couch with us and taking this therapeutic journey alongside the crew. Keep it locked at songtherapy.fm next Tuesday as Song Therapy will be on break. So come back strong with us on Tuesday, April the 14th, and our special guest that week will be Darren Henson. Thanks to all our faithful listeners. And remember, nobody likes to go to therapy, but everyone loves to come to Song Therapy. And on that note, good night, everybody.
Good evening.
Thank you.
tonight.